on the team in terms of service to the team?
I've been trying to tell you. I'm an old dude, you know. Yeah. I age old. Every year is like five, you know. I don't know. I'm 24, so I can't be that old. In the D-line room, it's apparent. Yeah. It's like Brogdon and then me. I don't know how there's like a four-year drop-off. But that's what it is. Oh, but it's not. There's KD and Paris, too. Yeah. They're all old up there.
Is it kind of a weight off your shoulders to go into the season not worrying about your contract?
I don't know if I've ever been worried about it. Honestly, I've just been focused on trying to perform for my team and put us in the best position to be a winning team. That's what's really important to me, is trying to get a Super Bowl ring. I don't have one. Some of the older guys do. I'm sort of jealous.
Are you expecting them to pick up the option?
I'm expecting to be in Arizona this February for a Super Bowl.
What about the defense was so improved last year? What do you need to do to take that next step? Do you think you'll see more? You know, everybody came in and talking about Rob would do a lot of 3-4 stuff. It seemed like you were in a 4-3 most of the time.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely a hybrid defense, and that's what most defenses are these days. I mean, they could be 3-4 base, but you're going to drop into a 4-3 when it comes down to passing downs and the opposite way. So it all depends on the coordinator, and I think Rob came in and found a perfect fit for everybody in the defense, and I'm looking forward to it this year because we've definitely got a bolster defense, and we already know what our offense can do, especially if, you know, the likes of Joe Morgan get healthy, put Tune in the whole rotation, and I think it'll be a great thing.
Is being a leader, an actual speaking up more than just on the field, is that ever something that you are, you know, as you get older, that you're saying, how can I do that, or is it something I can do?
You know, last year I just focused on being a part of the D-line and getting the D-line better. And if you want to deem that being a leader, I mean, I'm just worried about the position that I can affect and the positions that I can have an effect upon. So I'm just trying to get the defense right.
Is it in your personality to be the rah-rah guy, for lack of a better word?
You saying I'm a great cheerleader? Is that what you're asking? I feel like I can do
a
roundhouse.
Cheerleader, you know, being the head, you know, being the head coach,
no,
kind of, you know.
No, without a doubt. I mean, I don't know if it's in my personality, but it's something that I'm aware that I can do. I think my personality is probably more easy, laid back. At the same time, through work ethic and just what I give, the effort that I give, you could possibly look at it that way.
You were talking about. One time hurting your hand, but you've been pretty lucky as far as injuries.
Been pretty blessed.
Haven't missed a game, right?
Haven't missed a game yet.
How much are you in, maybe even more in tune this year for conditioning and so forth?
For this year, like I said, my goal is always on that prize, just to get to the Super Bowl. It was an honor to be a part of the Pro Bowl, and I hope that's the only time I'll ever be a part of it. I'm trying to go straight Super Bowls from now on.
But yourself personally, staying on the field, how important, you know, that is to you. You've got so much going for you right now. You know, good contract, another one at the end of this one.
What's important is winning. If that means me being on the field, that means there being a rotation between me, Akeem, Junior Gallette, KD, Paris. I mean, it's whatever is going to get the winning combination. Playing time is always great, but at the same time, a Super Bowl ring looks better.
How nice is it just going into the second season under Rob Ryan's defense?
I don't even know. Like I said, I've been saying this for the longest time. I'm so comfortable with the uncomfortable. I've gone through 5 D coordinators in 5 years. I don't even know how to retain information anymore. It's going to be impressive just to get back and be like, oh, yeah, we did run this defense last year. There's actually familiarity to it, a direct familiarity anyway. So it'll be great just to get back to it and actually get to be more in-depth with the defense other than just have to go, you know, only so far deep. Now we can start diving a little bit.
Your father had a long, successful career in the NFL. How much is that your goal, to be that kind of – to be able – you're already on your way on that. But you get what I'm saying?
Honestly, my goal is to be a great player and be a great player for however many years I can be. I don't have a limit or – I mean, the goal is always 10. I mean, my dad played 12 or 13 or whatever you want to call it, but the goal is, for me, has been 10 and see what I can do beyond that. At no one point would you expect to be like, oh, I'm just going to play for 5 years. You always give yourself a long period of time. I'm not going to ride the bus till the wheels fall off, but I want to be a great player the whole way through my career.
How much did being in the Pro Bowl inspire you? That's the right word.
It definitely is just another motivation of wow, this is what I can do. And there was a stint of in the period of time where I wasn't even 100% healthy. So if I can be 100% the whole season, we could possibly affect a lot of different things.
Going back to your last answer, it's surprising that you said as good as the defense was, you're saying that you, lack of a better word, tipped the iceberg of what you guys, you think you were
right.
possible doing because of, you know, Rob being his first year.
Right, that was his first year. You know, like I said, in the first year, it's only what you can install now. You know, now we have him at the beginning of off-season again, and it's some of the stuff that you already know and some stuff that he's probably been thinking about the whole off-season. He's got a whole off-season to think about the players that he's had. So now we can go on and do better. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking forward to.
How much did injuries...
Yeah. I know, right? I got to get quicker.
Just talking about that, how much did injuries maybe play a part in that at the beginning of the year, not being able to... as deep into the defense as you wanted to, because you're always having to make
adjustments. I mean, last year was a very hectic year for us defensively, like in terms of the change, what I call the changing of the guards, if you will. Just the number of faces that changed out. I mean, you had Will Smith and Victor Butler get hurt off the bat. You didn't even get to see him in regular season. Of course, you had JV. You had everybody in almost every position get hurt somewhere throughout the season. You had Jabari go down, and now Houston had such a great season up to that point. It's something that you don't look forward to, but at the same time, I think our defense did a great job of rallying behind each other and just looking forward towards the youth of the defense.
Do